The treehouse at the Witty, that odd bus stop by the HEB on Broadway, and that great big gate at the Japanese Tea Garden. These works of art look like wood, but aren't. Such unusual works are all around us, if you know where to look. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan takes us on a tour and introduces us to the artists.
The work of Dionisio Rodriguez is all over San Antonio. It looks like it's made of wood, but look closer. The details, the grooves, the curves, that's all concrete, intricately carved to look like branches or tree trunks. We still don't know exactly how Rodriguez did it, and that's not the only mystery.
We're not sure where he learned the technique that we call el trabajo rústico. The French call it faux bois.
That's Patsy Pittman-Light, who literally wrote the book on Rodriguez. Trabajo rústico means rustic work, and faux bois means fake wood. Light says Rodriguez came to San Antonio from Mexico in 1924. For 30 years, Rodriguez made a living by making his concrete look like anything but concrete. He wasn't the only one who worked in the faux bois style, but in San Antonio, he was special. And Light says that he was noticed.
I think that these businessmen that wanted to develop their projects saw someone who could do something for them cheaply during the Depression. And the word of mouth publicity he got because he didn't advertise was worth $1 million.
When Dr. Aureliano Urrutia began to build Miraflores, his personal estate and garden, he hired Rodriguez to design several pieces of faux bois art, most of which is still there. And there's another place where you may have seen his art.
I think the bridge in Breckenridge Park stands out, probably is the most fantastic piece that we know.
Light says when she saw this piece, she was inspired to document all of Rodriguez's works, and that documentation morphed into her book, Capturing Nature, the cement sculpture of Dionisio Rodriguez. By the early 1940s, Rodriguez partnered with Máximo Cortés, a fellow faux bois artist from Mexico, to design the entrance of the Japanese Tea Garden in Breckenridge Park.
I like the Japanese Tea Garden gate just because it looks like a torii gate and the stories that go with it.
One of those stories is a tragic one. A Japanese-American family lived there for 2 decades, caring for the garden and serving tea to visitors. But everything changed on December 7, 1941. When the Japanese Empire attacked the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor. An intense wave of anti-Japanese sentiment in San Antonio forced the family to leave. By the time Rodriguez and Cortez built the gate in 1942, the park had been renamed the Chinese Tea Garden.
And the sign on it is in Chinese, and it does say Chinese Tea Garden in calligraphy.
What looks like wooden wedges to tighten up joints are, of course, cement, like the rest of the gate. Light suspects it may have been a subtle touch of humor from the artists.
They did a wonderful job. Fortunately, the way the sun falls on it, a lot of the original color is still there, so it makes you even believe, and the wedges that are put in make you think that it's really wood.
According to the Texas State Historical Association, Rodriguez's artwork eventually appeared in Houston, Dallas, and Comfort. And Patsy Light says he has installations in 8 states. Today, that Tea Garden Gate and 14 other of his pieces are listed in the National Register of Historic Places. And his legacy lives on.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Máximo Cortés, Rodriguez's partner in the Japanese Tea Garden Gate, inspired his son Carlos to carry on the faux bois style in San Antonio. I met Carlos in his outdoor studio in Southtown, and I asked him to tell me about his dad.
Well, I thought my dad's work was just beautiful. It's fantastic. I think he was very, very talented.
As a child, Carlos helped his father create his faux bois pieces. Máximo supported Carlos's education and even encouraged him to consider other careers. He did, but Carlos eventually decided to follow in the footsteps of both his father and of Dionisio Rodriguez, who was also his great uncle by marriage. His own faux bois work is all over San Antonio, and if you've walked the museum reach, you've seen his largest, the grotto.
The project was maybe 30 feet wide, and I don't know how I was able to convince them that, you know, we should go for something a little bit bigger.
That grotto at Newell and Camden Streets grew to 130 feet long, It features a long, winding stairway, two waterfalls, and benches throughout.
There's Father Nature, and Father Nature's the face there inside the grotto. And Mother Nature is above the grotto. Mother Nature's an abstract image of the Virgin.
Father Nature's about 15 feet deep in the dark cave from the sidewalk, so Cortez created a natural light source from above.
You know, I decided to make it a tree stump. I said, that is an ode to Dionysio right there, because that's what Dionysio would have done.
Light flows through that stump, and water flows through Father Nature's mouth. Just across the river from the grotto is a Palapa-style bus stop and two river-level benches. They weren't part of the original grotto project. Cortez built them just to give his new crew experience before they began on the grotto.
They had worked with me for a little while, but not on any sort of project. So I just kind of guided them, and I think that it turned out okay.
Cortez has seen fame here in San Antonio and beyond. Martha Stewart's a big fan, and she's featured him on her TV show. But he seems unfazed by it all, perhaps because he remembers where he comes from and the legacy he carries on his shoulders.
So I don't think of myself as a big deal, to be honest with you, but I realize that there are fans of the work. For me, my heroes are my dad and my great uncle.
He also doesn't take himself too seriously. Artist Gary Sweeney has worked with Cortez on Faubois projects, including a huge anchor in Houston. That was a tongue-in-cheek project, as if a wooden anchor would ever sink to the bottom.
He did a magnificent job. When they delivered it to the park people just went crazy. It just looks so good, and it's in there permanently. And so it's nice to think that that's going to be there in 100 years.
Sweeney thinks Cortez is underappreciated despite his time in the spotlight.
If this was in some other place, they would be throwing parades for him. He would be a national treasure.
For Cortez, the national treasure is the tradition of Faubois he inherited from Dionysio and Maximo.
Here we are, 2019, and we're still talking about the work that they did almost 100 years ago.
And 100 years from now, both Rodriguez's and Cortez's sculptures will likely still be scattered throughout South Texas. But perhaps by then they will have achieved the credit that's just out of reach now. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.